Rose Perks is brought to you today by Michelle McKibben, who is a California mortgage loan officer with People's Home Equity Mortgage. And you can email her for more information at McKibben, McKibbin, Michelle@yahoo.com.
Hello and welcome to Rose Pricks, the podcast about the Bachelorette. I'm Ronnie Karam from Watch What Crappens, and here I am with the gorgeous Stephanie Wilder Taylor for Crying Out Loud and the Sword and Scale Rewind. Hello, Steph.
Hello.
What a day, Steph.
It's been a day.
There has been so much vulnerability today. This is our second Rose Pricks of the day.
I'm so vulnerable. It's making me even more vulnerable.
Like, my walls are, like, literally down right now.
My drawbridge is wide open.
My Viking wall is down, bitch. Do you want to play the Viking stick game together where we grease a stick and then if I keep the stick, then I get to marry you?
I saw your tweet about that.
I mean, come on, Vikings. Pull it together. That's like so misogynist, Vikings.
I thought this episode was very racist.
Did you really? Against Vikings?
In so many ways.
The Vikings are like, I only once dated a Viking girl because I grew up a little black man in the Viking town. It's like, wait a minute. It's weird how race did creep its way into this one in such an odd discussion.
Oh, there was black-on-black crime all over this episode.
There was some weird discussing. I was like, I'm not sure how to even really comment because I don't understand the politics of what they're talking about right now. Like,
I know.
Well, we'll get to that.
My walls went up.
Yeah, walls for sure up. So we open this episode with a vulture overhead. And I think it's there because it thinks Rachel's eyelashes are dead animals. Those things are huge.
I thought the same thing. They went like a length too long.
Yeah. That vulture's like, dinner time. She's like, wait a minute. I'm just being vulnerable, okay? And then she blinks and it's like, damn.
Phyllis Diller wants her eyelashes back.
It's the ghost of Phyllis Diller in that vulture. It's like, give me my eyelashes back, snatch. So here we are back at the river on our Rossford faux fur chairs.
Rachel's like, I'm having the most confusing day because both of these boys have differing stories and only one of them can be right. So I don't know who to trust.
Yeah, like my stenographer is totally lame and has not taken any notes down. I object to my own case. There is no judge here. I demand a recess, but I'm not walking up that fucking hill again, okay? So we're going to settle this right now. So Kenny has just been told that he pulled Lee out of a van. So he's walking back to the mountain, down the mountain to Lee, who's wasted and leathery. And Botox vein popping out his temple in his Ross chair. And he's like, pull Lee out of a van. Oh, God.
This is the beginning of Kenny's unraveling. Straws.
Yes, this is when Kenny just starts to go cuckoo. And then he starts going, woohoo, woohoo, woohoo.
It gives you that weird Lifetime movie feeling where he's just, something's kind of snapped. And you don't know what he's going to do.
Yeah.
But at the same time, he's kind of going like, me? Aggressive? Oh, that's rich.
Yeah.
That's rich.
And then he gives us his monologue, which I had to write down because if I ever go to another audition and I have to do a dramatic monologue, this is going to be it. Oh, my God, Snake. You ever feel no shame? I mean, look, we ain't never got to talk, but it must feel terrible that you have to lie terribly. You told her I had to pull you out of a van. If I was physical with you, you would bear the scars, you short stack, trashy son of a bitch, rotten piece of trash, eat shit and die. Thank you very
much. Jesus loves you.
That was my vagina monologue. That's what my vagina said as it watched this episode.
That's really good.
Thank you. Can he please stop saying short stack? I'm on a diet, okay?
I know. Give me some maple syrup, Kenny.
Yeah, it's like short stack.
So Lee just laughs and does say Jesus loves you. So Rachel
and he's
sits
like,
down
listen
with both
here,
of them.
Grand Slam. Like, oh no, please stop going through the Denny's menu, please.
Listen here, turkey sausage.
You eat at the worst diners ever, okay? You found like the most organic-y bullshit in the valley you could find. You're like, listen here, tofu scramble.
Listen here, chicken apple patty. What? Listen here, kale smoothie. He's like, no, that's not at all.
Listen here, you chunky kale shake. Getting stuck in my teeth, being terribly terrible. So Rachel's like, guys, today has been really informative, okay? This is really important. And what's apparent is that you guys have different stories. And it's a basic wrestler said, midget lesbian said. But Lee, after hearing what I heard today, I just don't trust you. Also, you drank all the scotch. Like, does mama not look thirsty? Like, what the hell?
This episode is all about what Rachel's not getting from the guys. And from Lee, she's not getting enough scotch. So no rose, bro.
Yeah, she's like, we wasted a seat to get that crystal, you know, pourer thing. That what am I trying to say?
The
By
decanter?
The way, we've both done 6 podcasts today and are fucking loopy. So if you can't tell.
This is going to be all the better.
So she's like, Kenny, now with you, I had a good conversation with you, and at least I know you're here for me. You know, that's the most important part. You're not here for just this trip to the river and the quadruple hike up this mountain to have small talk with me. You're here for me, okay? But I'm not here to give you this rose, you know? Maybe tonight you can stop talking about Hagrid, your daughter, for about 5 fucking minutes, okay?
She's like, I don't know what I want to do with you and your daughter. But let's just hang out for a while and I'll decide.
Yeah. And he's like, let me FaceTime my daughter. How are you, daughter? And she's like, I'm helping Harry Potter. He's like, okay, I miss you.
So then Rachel's like, come on, let's get on the helicopter. And Kenny's like, yeah. I want to get on. All right, I'll get on the helicopter. But you know what? I just can't leave this situation alone. So I'll be right back.
I'm Kenny, which means I just keep talking and talking. But Lee first said, okay, sweetheart, but just so you know, Kenny came over here and threatened me. And she's like, whoa, like literally don't even care anymore, okay? Like as far as I'm concerned, we could have a midget toss right now and I wouldn't even, you know, bat an eyelash. And then
do you get the feeling that she talked to the producers in between and she was like, what? Come on. What's the deal? Because you know she's wanted to get rid of Lee for a while. And probably the producers were like, yeah, go ahead. Let him go.
Yeah,
like,
I think at this point, Lee's just showing up wasted. Like, well, he threatened me. And also he's like, okay, sweetheart. Ugh, gross.
Ugh,
what a pig.
Disgusting.
So then Kenny's like, yeah, short stack. You need some syrup, get Grand Slam. Early bird special.
He's like, listen, little Lee. I bet there's a littler Lee inside of you, like a little Lee nesting doll, who might be a good person. But this person, I want to punch in the face.
Yeah, Rachel's watching from the helicopter, and she's like, I'm dumber for having watched this. Like, what are we even doing? Just leave them here. Just leave them both here.
Yeah.
And Kenny's like, hopefully that you can be the Grand Slam that God intended you to be, Grand Slam. Inside, there's a decent Lee. All you need is a pat of butter and a little sugar. And it could turn your whole heart around. And then Lee's like, ha, 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 slap his leg.
So back at the house, the guys are trying to handicap who's going home.
Yeah, and they're like, girl, what do you think she's doing right now?
Yeah. They're like, what are the chances?
Tell me more. They're like the girls from Greece whenever they gossip.
Yeah. They're braiding each other's hair and trying to figure out who's going home. And then they come and they grab the guys come and grab Lee's stuff. And they all smile knowingly at each other.
Yeah, they take the child suitcase out of there. And everybody's like, yeah, ha, ha. And then Rachel goes to Kenny's room because she's like, you know what? The 2-on-1 was really hard on me. Yeah, because you had to keep walking up that hill. You should just tell them, I want to do this on flat land. Okay, it would have been a lot easier.
Yeah.
But she goes to talk to Kenny, and she's like, so, and she's like, I'm worried that, you know, you might have a short fuse. And he's like, excuse me, I have a very long fuse, okay? Long fuse was almost my wrestling name, okay? That's how long it is.
He's like, look, if I'm in love, then I've got a long fuse, you know? But if I just like you, I don't know. You could get shoved in the uterus. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I get mad. But exactly. If I love you, then you know what? The thing is, I'm genuine. You know what I mean? I'm like 100. I keep it 100 and genuine.
Yeah. He's like, I'll be emotionally vulnerable. Keep it 100. And she's like, yeah, but you know what? If we're in a relationship and you start yelling at me and calling me short stack, and he's like, whoa, I would never do that to you. You know, like, that's only, you know, I only abuse people I don't like. And she's like, well, what if you don't like me? He's like, well, then I'll push you down the stairs while you're pregnant, you know? Just don't make me mad. That's my point. And she's like, oh, Kenny, you know.
Like, you're so genuine. Yeah. You're so genuine.
She's like, wow, walls down, Kenny. You know, there's something about you, like, I trust you. And it took time to build a friendship before you forced me to adopt your child. And I appreciate that. But I will not sign those papers yet. Journey, sincerity, vulnerability, sincerity again, attribute. Here's a rose.
Yeah, and then amplified kissing sounds.
Yeah.
My kids were all like, why are the kissing sounds so loud?
I know.
Do they turn up the volume on the kissing? Why does it sound like that?
What do they say when she makes out with chiropractor, that cheesy fucking chiropractor? Ugh.
They get grossed out.
He's literally the worst. I cannot believe she likes him so much. So Kenny's like, well, I'm doing this for my family because Rachel could be impactful. We love free legal work. My daughter tries to go on Harry Potter's back and he's thrown it out like 5 times. We need a lawyer. So he calls his kid on FaceTime.
Yeah. And cries.
And is she's dressed
about to get his period. What is happening with Kenny?
Yeah, I think Kenny is having...
He's like, why am I feeling all of these emotions?
Because you had roids for breakfast, dude. Like, calm down over there, okay? And his kid is dressed like a cat. She's like, Dad, look what happened to me. I've turned into a cat. And he's like, damn it.
Yeah.
What happened to you?
They never actually even talk about why she is dressed like a cat. She's 10. Is that just cat, no reason?
Because she hangs out with Harry Potter and like a spell went wrong. She's like, damn it, Harry. Harry turned me into a cat, Daddy. And he's like, oh. She's like, hey, Dad, don't be a pussy, okay? Get it? Get it, Dad? And did you notice that instead, while he's sobbing to us and he's like, I need impactful law services behind him, instead of empty vases, which is the favorite go-to of the design team
right.
of The Bachelor, there were suitcases. And I was like, ooh, girl. There's some suitcases.
So the guys are getting ready for another rose ceremony at the manor, at the Lursby Manor or something like that. And Rachel says, there's 8 guys who don't have roses, and I have a connection with all of them. To which I thought, even that construction worker, I don't know how the construction worker is lasting this long. He's so not cute. And speaking of the construction worker, he's now taken over for Jack Stone with the, did you notice it? There were like 4 shots of him doing the chin down, eyes up.
You know, I feel like when I'm watching him, I'm watching that movie Awakenings.
One of my all-time favorite movies.
The feel-good movie of like 1990, whatever.
Always cry.
Yeah, when everybody's like old and catatonic, but then they discover something, and then they all stop being catatonic, but then they're catatonic again.
But
spoiler
they're kind
alert.
Of a little bit zombie-ish.
Yeah, that's like him. I'm like, oh my God, he's alive. And then he's like, I love Rachel. I don't take Rachel for granted. And then he just stops again. And I'm like, damn it. Right when you thought he was coming back for
then
good.
He like throw a tennis ball at him to see if like his arm
like, shoots damn
up
it.
To catch it.
The construction guy did not catch the baseball again, guys. Back to square one. And Josiah's all positive because, you know, he thinks positive attitudes matter. And he's like, I will be the last one standing. I'm like, positive attitudes don't ever win. So there's a free tip, stupid.
And he's like, I'm amazing. Yeah. I will be shocked if I don't get a rose. I'm Josiah.
My confidence is at an all-time high. I feel good. Ooh, okay.
So this is where I'm just going to say it, okay? It starts getting racist.
Why? What got racist first, here?
Because first Dean gets a rose. Okay.
Well, he's love Dean.
I know. Then Eric gets a rose. Okay. Fine. Yeah. He's black. But then Peter gets a rose. White. Alex gets a rose, which I'm in shock. There's never been a conversation with that guy. Oh, Alex is the Russian guy.
Who needs then to talk Adam to the Russian the guy? Rose. He works out Nobody. So much. Like, you don't need to talk to him. He has so much hair and he's so nice and cute and huge. I mean, you would have to dress him differently, but.
And stop using hot rollers in his hair. But other than that. Okay, well, then Adam, another white guy that has really not spoken on the show. There's no reason for Adam to be there over other people. He's never talked.
No kidding. And then all of a sudden he's talking now and he's like, you know what? I'm really like feeling like worried because like Rachel, like, you know, I'm like, do we have anything? Because like she doesn't even look at me. I'm like, because you're awkward to look at, okay? You're what we call filler. Just stand there and be quiet, okay?
Okay, and then Matt gets the last rose. And I'm sorry, but receding hairline, eyes up, chin down, Matt, tank top, Matt.
Oh, okay. So we're going to be mad at Rachel for being kind to senior citizens. You know, when it's hot out, Rachel's that girl who comes on the news and she's like, guys, if you know a senior citizen, help them because it's hot today.
But okay, come on, Matt over Anthony.
Which one was Anthony?
Mr. Clean, our boyfriend.
Oh my God, Mr. Clean. I know, I did think, I wonder if he regrets that conversation he had with Eric when Eric is like, maybe she just doesn't like the brothers because they're all gone. He's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You know, I don't think we should look at it like that. I'll bet he was like, Eric was right.
Yeah, so she cut Josiah and Anthony. And I'm sorry, but why you couldn't leave Anthony? You know, first of all, you know for a fact, Adam's not getting anywhere near the end of this. There's not going to be any overnight with Adam or Alex or Matt. So why not keep Anthony around?
But here, well, first, Josiah, go. I mean, Josiah just needs to go. He's like, I need to patriculate the articulate of the percolate. It's like, go.
I need
go.
To pontificate and educate and edify and alert how wrong this is.
He's ridiculous. But yeah, Anthony was so cute. Now, here's the trick about this, you know? Why does it always have to be the race thing? It's like, okay, well, oh no, she kicked off all the black guys, which of course she did. So I'm sure that everybody, I haven't looked at the old Twitter, but I'm sure that is a thing. And it just sucks. Like, why can't you just be attracted to who you're attracted to? And why does it have to be about this? But of course, it's the first Black Bachelorette. So it like literally is about race in a way. But it's just, it sucks that we have to be there. But even they're the same way, you know? They're like, wait a minute. Eric's like, she's kicking off all the black dudes. I don't know.
Well,
it's
okay.
The show's so shallow, it seems like such a weird thing to bring it into, you know?
I agree, but it's a little weird. Okay, but this is like, fast forward to almost the end when she's having the conversation with Will, which was really weird, where he's like, I've only dated white girls. And she's kind of offended by that, which I understood. I completely felt where she was coming from because she's like, well, I grew up in an all-white neighborhood too, and I still managed to date black people. So she's annoyed that he's like, I don't know. Yeah. I just, you know, I guess I'm attracted to white women because that's all I've dated because all in high school and in college. Okay, well, if you're so down with dating black people, you just kicked off four in one episode and there weren't that many to begin with.
Well, see, that's the thing. It's like, she did get weird and she did get oddly defensive about that because she's like, she's like, you only date white people? And he's like, no, it's just that's how I grew up. It's like, yeah, I grew up that way too. And I still, like you said, I still managed to date black people. And she's like kind of defensive about it.
Right. That's what I'm saying, I guess.
Yeah. And it was kind of weird because first it was Nick and now it's this, and she just got rid of a lot of, I mean, I remember the first episode, I was like, wow, she's getting rid of every minority that's like any other minority, you know? She's like, well, you're Indian, you're Asian, you're
right, bye. And we liked that Indian guy, remember? He was really funny.
Oh, no. Anyone who's like, we will spend every Saturday with my mother and father and 18 cousins dancing a belly dance. It's like, no, 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 no. No, we won't. You will take me to Ruth's Chris every Saturday, okay? So I don't know. It just feels like it's just a weird conversation in general because, why should that dude have to defend himself? Urkel. I mean, Urkel last week when he was like, yeah, I play handball at summer camp. I'm like, okay, well, obviously that guy, you know, like, when do you hear that? That's like a privileged guy. So, it just, I don't know. It's just it's awkward for us to have. I mean, it's just an awkward conversation on The Bachelorette in general.
No, I agree. I think I'm just still mad about Anthony.
I'm mad about Anthony,
I'm coming
too.
Up with an excuse for why she needs to keep him. I just didn't understand, I guess, Alex and Adam. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's interesting because the guys do talk about the race thing a lot. They talk about the black thing and they talk about, you know.
Well, yeah, it is because it's like, is she just keeping guys... You know, like, she's probably not going to end up with Eric, and it's not because Eric's not cute and everything, but Eric seems, like, so meek. There's something, like, slightly off about Eric. He's, like, you know, bragging about his, like, Casio watch that he got in, like, the checkout line of the Walmart or whatever. He's, like, while he pours the champagne, he's, like, yeah, look at my watch. Yeah, yeah, look at my watch.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, she's not going to end up with him, but then she's keeping the people she feels sorry for, like the one with the dead mom, and then Eric's like, I just wanted to date my mom, but it never worked out. You know, like we're doing right now, that's all I wanted for my mom. And I'm like, you wanted to go on a date with your mom? And she's like, oh, your mom never dated you. Okay, I'll keep you. And then she keeps the senior citizen. It's almost like she's keeping, you know, kind of the bad news bears or like the ragtag team, because she's really just going to fuck one of the hot guys in the end.
Right. You're right.
But the guy she's keeping, I mean, that chiropractor is the most insincere, disgusting, cheesy sleazebag on this show, isn't he?
I agree. I think so.
He's like, you want to talk about your feelings? Here's how I miss you. I'm like, you are in a plastic jacket. You need to back up. But then she's like, oh my God. It's like, you really like me for me. Like, he doesn't know anything about you. He knows you wear dresses that sound like nickels shaking in a pocket every time you walk. That's like literally all he knows about you.
I like Peter. I think that she has chemistry with Peter.
The cheese curd model. Yeah, he's pretty cute. But, you know, he's too much of a woman for her. He's like, well, my emotions when she didn't pick me. I'm like, you're not going to last that much longer.
Yeah. Either. All right. So, okay. So Kenny's obsessed with getting more time with her, and we're really going to start seeing Kenny unravel. And even my kids were like, dude, you just had one-on-one time with her. You went on the two-on-one date. Simmer down.
Yeah, but he's like, after that two-on-one, I really need more time to connect with Rachel because I don't think Rachel really understands what happened and what I was going through on that two-on-one, blah, blah, blah. Like, no one cares. It's not about you. Stop your whining, huh?
So Eric's getting the one-on-one, and Eric's like, well, hopefully she's going to open up and give me some clarity, because I just want some clarity. I need more clarity, more clarity. And then they go on the date, and he's like, swag, 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 swag. What?
Eric was so cute. He's like, I got the rose, so we can build. We can connect on the next level. So, like, we're going to connect on the next level. And the construction guy goes, if I don't get this rose, I'm going to be shocked to my stomach. I went back. So blah blah blah. Are we on the date?
Yeah, so Rachel is trying to introduce the date. Like, she's trying to do the lines of where they're gonna go, but Eric keeps interrupting her. She's like, so we're gonna, and he's like, yeah, swag, 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 swag. It's like, shut up. She's like, okay, can I start over?
He was so cute. He's like, the guy, he's like, look, there's a white dove. And she goes, that's a sign. He's like, yeah, that's what I said. That's what I told Mr. Clean. So they go to the beach.
This guy is so needy. Ronnie, I was getting the grossed out feeling by this guy. He's so needy. I'm frightened of all his needs. He's like, he's just going to be like a broken cup and just constantly need to be filled with, like, she's going to be like, I love you, Eric. And he's going to go, yeah, but how do you feel about me?
Yeah, and the way he hugs her.
Oh, he's like, attached to her like a tumor through the whole date.
Oh, he's so cute. She goes, this hotel is a perfect place for a storybook romance. And I'm like, you know, name one storybook that ended up well. Like Cinderella, that sucked. Like people got their toes cut off in that one. Like this sucks. Stop saying fairy tale, you know? And then she's like, look, over there is that hotel where Shakespeare was inspired to write the Broadway musical Hamlet on Ice. And Eric's like, I'm coping to love. I love to cope. Let's cope, baby. I got some momentum. That's how I feel. You guys always come back on a high. Maybe I'll come back on a high, too. And someone goes, yeah, if you come back at all. Okay, so then they're on the boat. And Eric's like, whoa, Rachel, it's a boat. I love boats. Wow, look at me. You getting off that boat? You going to get off that boat? You look good on all those grays. Am I getting out? Swag.
And so she goes, annoying.
She goes, well, Eric, I love your energy. Is this cheerleading camp? Is that what we tell people now?
I mean, I feel like it's what you say to like an American Idol contestant, you know, when they're not good, but you're Paula Abdul, so you can't really be mean. She's like, I love your enthusiasm.
You're so upbeat.
You can't sing, but you're so upbeat. You really want to.
Yeah. And he's like, she goes, we get to explore together. And he's like, yeah, do the explore. That's my sauce, dog. Yeah, explore. I love to coping. I'm coping back. Hoping. Hoping and coping, exploring and mooring. Mooring, exploring. She's like, wow. Hey, let's see if Eric is coping to love too. She's like, let me tell you some Copenhagen facts. And he's like, what? What? Copenhagen? Do the Copenhagen. they're like sitting in this tiny little boat. So cute. I love him.
So annoyed. All right. So then date card. Dean. Kenny.
I have to say real quick. He goes, so, what do you like to do? Sports? You like sports? She's like, yeah, I like sports. And he goes, yeah, you're like me. You don't need much, you know? You just like simple things. How many kids you got? I mean, come on. I love this guy. And then she's like, she goes, 4. And he goes, I have 10. And then he's like, woohoo! And then this old guy's like, how long you do the marriage? You do the marriage to each other? And he's like, yeah, he called it. Yeah, he called it. Swag, 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 old man. Yeah. And then they go to a hot tub park.
Wait, we're not there yet, or are we? I guess I just stopped writing down.
I just wrote their whole date. I was dying through this whole date. He's so like, want to go to the hot tub? Look at that. It's a hot tub park. Hot tub.
She's like, do you want to go to the hot tub? He's like, yeah, I do. Let's do it. There's a hot tub. I want to go in it. Hot tub.
And then that drunk dude in the back is like, welcome to the Denmark. And he stands up naked.
Yeah.
And then they make out.
Yeah.
Okay, now group date.
So Kenny is starting to sweat. He's like, yeah, I know I just had a 2-on-1, but that's not enough. I'm going to be really mad, not aggressive, but very mad if I get on this group date. I'm going to be
non-aggressively whispering mad.
Yeah. There better not be any snakes on this group date. It's Dean, Kenny, Brian, Alex, Matt, Peter, Adam. And then they just play this eerie music over Kenny getting frustrated.
And you there's an empty vase behind his head. I was like, uh-oh, bad sign. So then we get to see stupid Adam freak out again. He's like, oh, my God, why not me? I just kept thinking, what am I missing? Why aren't I on this date? Oh, wait, it's group date. I don't want to get on this date. No, I don't want to be on this date. Oh, damn, I'm on this date. Why do I have to be on this date? It's like, Adam, literally, this is why they didn't show you talking the whole time. He's probably been like this the whole time. Like, why didn't you talk to me? Was it the doll?
Is it because I'm Jewish? You don't like Jewish people.
Oh, God. There's another layer. Leave that out of it, all right?
So Eric and Rachel, they're going to go to an amusement park, and Rachel's like, are you ready? And Eric goes, ooh, ready like beef and spaghetti. Hate him.
Come on, you don't like rhymes?
No. They go to the amusement park. He's just constantly on her.
He's like, where's Mickey Mouse? Where's Mickey Mouse at? I love Mickey Mouse. She's like, no, this is like Norway or something. He's like, yeah, Mickey Mouse. It's like, no, Mickey Mouse is not here.
I want to make out with you every second because I get my oxygen only through the mouth of Rachel. So but put your mouth on mine. Be my mom.
Be my mom. So then they have like their private date or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. And Eric's like, I never got love from my mom.
Yeah, he's like, after everything I've been through. And she says, you keep saying that. What does that mean? It's like, breakfast time, well, after everything I've been through. It's like, just say it. What have you been through? And he's like, well, when I was at school, I didn't get in fights. I didn't do drugs. I was a good guy. And, you know, the one thing I didn't get was love. And I just didn't understand why my mom didn't give me love. Like, see how we're doing this right now? See what we're doing right now? We didn't do that, me and my mom. I never dated my mom. And she's like, kind of normal. He's like, no, it's not. Every time I went on dates, I went wrong because my mom didn't give me practice. And I never had love, but I'm falling for you. And I'm vulnerable. And vulnerable, falling for you. And it's a process of letting go. And she's like, please don't hurt me. Please.
But she's into it, which just seems so weird to me because I was disgusted. And she's like, I get it. So, like, you know, you're going to have to just close your eyes and jump in, right? Like, you're not going to be able to use your head. You're going to have to use your heart. And he's like, yeah.
Yeah, vulnerability. Vulnerability is the most important thing. I think that when his mom was off dating other men instead of him, he was stuck at home watching The Bachelor because he still knows the keywords, you know?
Yes.
And I think it's like, he's like, oh my God, I'm here. I'm wearing my nicest Casio. And like, I'm here. I'm at a non-Disneyland park. And like, you know, beef rhymes with spaghetti or whatever. So Rachel's like, okay, here's a rose, okay? And he's like, yes, give me some love. Where are you going to put it at?
Where are you going to put my love at?
He's like, where are you going to put that rose at?
Give me some love. Give me more love.
I want more love.
You haven't given me enough love.
He will not win this show, but Eric, I love you. Please come marry me. I'll date you like your mom.
Did you forget about how he behaved only a few episodes ago?
Well, he was nervous.
He was going crazy.
And also, Lee was gaslighting
him.
He's angry.
He might kill somebody.
No,
these people
no.
that now he might be a sociopath that just didn't get love from his mom, so now he's going to murder women.
I know. Yeah,
you
when
don't
you're a
know
teenager
Ronnie.
And you're like, my mom doesn't love me. That's like, oh my God, you poor thing. Do you want to stay at my house? But then when you're an adult, it's like, oh my God, that guy could kill me. You know, things change as you get older.
They do.
Where are you going to put it at? So the group date, they're on a rowboat because they're.
This is what I wrote, by the way. I wrote, Rachel gives Eric the rose and he's so happy that it makes me sad that he's not going to win this thing. But I also feel like he might have a horrible temper. So basically what we were just saying.
Yeah. So they're on a rowboat and Kenny, they're all rowing together like on a Viking boat or whatever. I mean, I don't know. What the fuck do I know? But they're rowing all together on a boat. And Kenny's like, you know, I'm still looking for signs about Rachel. I'm like, this is a sign. You're on a group date rowing with the ensemble, okay? Like, read the sign.
I had this great thought during the group date where I was like, you know what they should do? Somebody needs to email Mike Fleiss about this. They should eliminate somebody from every group date.
Yeah, just
instead
of
somebody getting a rose from the group date, somebody gets kicked off from every group date. So they better be on their best fucking behavior.
Well, part of me in this was like, how many people go home? It's like, Jesus Christ. She's like, you know what? I'm not feeling you. Bye. She did that a lot this week. So then Adam goes off again. He's on the boat and he's like, wow, maybe if I give her all, she'll notice me this time. I'm like, she won't, Adam. Just like, stop talking, Adam. Okay. I don't know when you started talking, but you need to stop it now.
So then they get off the boat and they're going to do some Viking fighting, which is that there was a whole mislead with Kenny with the bloody eye that we thought was from Lee, but we pretty much know that he's going to get it from this.
Yeah, unless Lee stood on a rock or something. I don't know how he'd even reach up there. But the guys are sword fighting and Tom and Morton. They're like, hello, I'm Tom. I know about the fighting and the games from the Viking times. And then the other guy goes, yeah. I am Morton, and I know exactly the same as Tom.
And then Alex is all excited, the Russian. He's like, oh, dressing up, being physical, that's me. Boom.
I'm also a time without deodorant and a time when you could just like rip limbs off of a chicken and eat them whole. Yeah. This is all for you, buddy.
Kenny is possessed by Viking spirit, and he's wearing the costume and just ready for a fight.
Yeah, it's like, short stack! And this is when they play the grease stick game. The woman hold grease stick. If I can get out of the hand, I can marry you. It's like romantic. Wow, those Vikings.
Yeah. So Kenny and Adam get to fight for Rachel's heart, and they both win a bloody eyebrow.
Yeah, both
and
the whiny
that's
ones.
Pretty much that. Yeah. So
I just wrote, meh, I'm on Twitter right now. And Kenny's like, I spilled blood. He spilled blood. It gets serious going after Rachel. And Adam's like, oh, God, now I'm uglier. Ugh, she's so sending me home. So then they go have group drinks. And Kenny's like, guess what? I'm not where I want to be with Rachel. Shut up. Just be quiet. But first,
Rachel does a stupid toast where she's like, here's to you guys pillaging my feelings and raiding my heart. Just no. Yeah. Yeah. And then Kenny's going on and on. I'm just getting a sense of urgency. I'm just urgent. It's off 4 under 4. Look into it. And then urgent. I'm feeling urgent.
The chiropractor in his plastic jacket is like, Rachel, can I talk to you first? I missed you so much. I just wrote like head on the keyboard typing. I hate him. I hate him. Plastic jacket. Hate him. And he's like, you know,
when
Rachel,
we peel back those layers, it's even more special. I have an envision of our future. It's an envisage and an envision, and it's our future, and it's magical.
I'm envisioning Invisalign. And she's like, and then, oh, my God. And he goes, do you realize how special it's going to be on the next layer? And she's like, no, but here's what I worry about. You're an optimist and I'm a pessimist. And he goes, like, what do you mean? And she goes, I just worry, you know, like about bad stuff. Like, you have a plastic jacket. And he's like, yeah, but I'm ready for the rain. She's like, see? That's what I'm talking about.
She's like, I feel worried that, like, you know, we live in two different states. And Brian's only answer is, you know what? When you're ready, when you're 100% ready, it's going to be great. What does that even mean?
He is so cheesy. He is going to cheat on her like crazy. He's the homeliest one left beside construction and Adam, too. Sorry, guys. No offense. But just, you know, like in a shallow way, he's not cute. He's gross. He has bad plugs. He's terrible. And he's saying the cheesiest shit ever. Like, that's the guy in the bar who's like, what's your sign? And she's like, wow, that guy really cares about me because he asked me when I was born. Like, he really knows me.
Okay, but then this was sad. Then Rachel's like, so sweetly kind of goes, will your family accept me?
And I didn't even hear that.
Yeah, she goes, will your family accept me? And he's like, oh my God, of course. My parents are really open. And I was like, that is sad that a beautiful woman, and I'm not even being cheesy right now, but that has to think about that.
Yeah.
She has to think about the fact that this guy's parents might not like her because of the color of her skin.
Yeah. And she's so pretty. And she's like,
beautiful.
He accepts me, all my flaws and all. I'm like, what are your flaws? Like, I have literally not even seen one flaw from you, I have to say. And I see flaws in everything. Like,
and
that's my superpower.
And then to back this up, the black guys are back at wherever discussing whether or not they even date black girls.
Yeah, so this is where this starts getting weird. So Urkel is talking to Eric, and he's like, you know, I'm more excited to see more sides of Rachel like you did. Like, you saw more sides. He's like, yeah, swag.
Like, I'm wondering if there's a white side of Rachel.
And he's like, she's beautiful, and it's funny, because even the outward, like, she doesn't look like who I've been dating the past couple of years, you know? Because, like, I date white girls. And he's like, well, you know, stereotypes, you should stereotype the stereotypes and stuff. And he's like, yeah, but there weren't black girls in high school. There were just white girls. So, you know, I told you about handball at summer camp, right? And he's like, yeah, I just wanted to date my mom, so. And Urkel is like, tomorrow's the most important day of my life. This is so weird. And Eric's like, why am I the only one who talks about this on this show? Because he's the only one who's brought it up. And then now it's brought to him. And he's like, why is it all about this to me? Like, does anybody else have this conversation in this house?
Okay.
So now Rachel is with the cheese curd model.
And
you know, you're so handsome, but it's like hot that you're like nervous a little bit because I'm like terrible about vocalizing how I feel. He's like, what are you talking about? That's all you talk about is how you feel. And she's like, well, how do you feel? And he's like, I like cheese. And she's like, wow, I don't know if I do. See what I mean? Like, I don't know how I feel about cheese. And he goes, you've inspired me to look into the future. And she goes, like, I'm your muse? That is not what that is, a muse.
He's like, no, I'm looking at the expiration date of your cheese because I really like Colby and Monterey Jack. And I don't know which one is going to expire first.
Hey, what are you doing on your desk? I hear ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-boom.
Oh, that's John. He's typing.
Oh, sorry, John. He's going to get mad at me for saying that.
Yeah, he won't care.
Yeah, divorce him. Just kidding. So Rachel's like, "Will you kiss me?" And he's like, "I guess." Okay, this guy's getting really pouty McDowdy.
He is.
He's not getting all the attention. And she has to ask for kisses. She's not going to like that for very long, Mr. No, Cheese Curd Man.
She's not. That's why here, that's the interesting thing, Ronnie, this when we're breaking it down. Even though you and I hate Brian, that's why she likes him. Because he's like, and that's why she likes Eric, even though I'm hating him. Because he's all over her.
Yeah. And she does say that a lot. Well, he's proved that he's just here for me. You know?
Yep. All right, so then Rachel kisses a few more guys.
She takes it as this huge compliment, you know.
So then Rachel sits down with Alex, the construction guy, and she's like, "So how's Kenny doing?"
He's like, "Seriously, I'm a person, okay?"
She's like, "What? I like your tank top and the way that you kind of put your chin down, but your eyes are up. But what's going on with Kenny?"
She's like, "Do you have a cell phone? Have you called Moana? What does Moana say about Kenny?" Please.
So he's like, "Well, I'll tell you, because I am older and wiser. I will tell you that Kenny is doing well physically. Mentally, not well.
His colon is healthy. But you know, his heart aches for Hagrid." She's like, "Oh."
So then we cut right to, we don't need any more of Alex. No, it's not Alex. It's Matt. I confuse those two.
He's a construction worker.
We're done with Matt and it's Rachel and Kenny and they're talking and he just looks like he has been crying for days.
He has.
Yeah.
He's like, "You know what? I'm here for Rachel, Rachel. Kenny's here for Rachel. And I'm here to have an unprecedented relationship."
He looks like a 14-year-old that just watched Titanic for the 40th time. He's just like, "I'm just having a lot of feelings. And I need to know what your feelings are."
He's like Leo DiCaprio dying in the water. Like, "Oh, man. I wish I had more time with Rachel. if only I got to talk to Rachel more about my daughter. Did I mention my daughter turned into a cat? Is that my bad? Am I a bad father?" She's like, "So the old person told me you're not feeling well, but your colon's good, so that's good." And he's like, "Yeah, my colon's great, but you know,
he's
this
like, it's
is
pink
difficult
and healthy." Yeah.
He goes, "Look, before I launch into any tears, I want you to know I ironed my Mervin sweater for this." Okay. She's like, "Oh, I love the creases." And he's like, "Okay. Now look, Rachel, let's keep it 100. Because the past couple of weeks haven't been the greatest. And I'm not 100 where we're at." And she's like, "Yeah, 100. And he's like, "Yeah, like the 100. She's like, "Yeah, I love that show." And he's like, "Yeah, thanks for sharing your feelings."
And then she's like, "Oh, 95. And he's like, that's what I thought. That's what I'm saying. It's not even 100. She's like, "No, it's 100 now. He's like, "Yeah, but like a second ago, you said 95. So is it 95 or is it 100? Because I want it to be 100.
Yeah, because like if it's 95 and then it's 100, it's not keeping it 100. You know, and the emoji says keep it 100. It doesn't say vacillate between 95 and 100. This needs to be an unprecedented keep it 100. She's like, so just keep talking. And he's like,
"Well, are you going to be able to keep it 100? Or am I? I need to know from my daughter. Like, is next week, is it going to be 95? Because if next week it's going to be 95, I'm not here for 95. I'm here to keep it 100. So if it needs to either be 100 now and forever or not at all, or it could be like 25.
Yeah. He's like, "I don't know. After that 2-on-1, I just don't know if our relationship has grown like I like." That was yesterday. Okay. Literally a day ago. He goes, "You know, if I don't know where we are, you know, it's like I blink one day and then we're 2 weeks away from hometowns. And then I'm very defensive of my kid. And I'm like, does Rachel even like cats? What if you don't like cats and you're trying to get me to give my cat away? You know, she can't help it. Harry Potter did that to her. Just go home, you fucking whiner. Who does this?" And she's like, "Look, I got to keep it 100. He's like, "That's all I need." And she's like, you cannot just leave new cats alone for too long or they ruin your couches. And he's like, okay, bye. My couch is way too important. I'm very defensive of my couches. Bye. They even sent the dad home in a minivan.
And then later she's like, yeah, I had to let Kenny go. It's like, well, I think Kenny let himself go, didn't he?
Yeah, Kenny cried like a bitch for like a week. And then he was like, bye. I ironed my sweater for this. And then he left. And then in the minivan on the way home, he's like, baby, I'm coming home. And she's like, oh, shit, dad.
Yeah.
You fucked up another one? That was a lawyer. Dad, I'm sick of making you mac and cheese every night, okay? Eventually, I'm leaving. I'm going back into the forest to save giant spiders and help Harry. And he's like,
she's like, I'm proud of you for making it as far as you did. And he's like, oh.
It's like, I can't wait to carry you, you heavy little rascal. She's like, oh, dad. So Rachel goes back into the guys and she's like, guys, I sent Kenny home to beat his child over the head with folding chairs. So I'm feeling really upset about that. And Adam's like, so is someone going to fix my face? Because I wasn't Prince Charming when I got here, but you guys are like really not keeping my face at 100. She's like, you're using that wrong, okay?
So then Rachel's like, all right, so Kenny's not here. And Adam, you're getting more screen time than I'm in favor of. So I'm going to give the rose to Peter.
And the chiropractor's like, oh, enjoy your rose. I'm so happy for you. You deserve that. Ugh. I credit the plaid pants. Peter's really getting bold with his fashion.
He really is.
Yeah, he whipped out some plaid pants today and had like one of those little scarf things in his pocket. It's like, I don't know. You're turning it to Hugh Hefner, and I love it.
Cheese I curd. Love it too. So now Rachel and Urkel are going to go on a date.
Yeah, she's like, guess what? We're going to Sweden. And he's like, yeah, let's hide some money, bitch. So they get
By the way, I think I know I'm a little late to the Urkel party because you've pointed this out before, but he's pretty cute.
He's really cute. Well, Urkel he's grew up to handsome. Be cute. Yeah, Urkel grew up to like work out. That's why he got out of the limo looking like Urkel because he really does look like hot Urkel. It's
but
weird.
Didn't Urkel do a sex tape?
He did. I mean, not his best move, you know, but I mean, he looked cute. I'm not sticking up for his insides.
Oh God!
But his outsides were good. So he's like, "Wow, here we."
This guy before I hadn't noticed that he was that cute.
Oh, he's so.
But I was like, "Oh, I get it now. Okay, yeah." So they go to Sweden to immerse themselves in Swedish culture and eat a lot of Swedish fish.
Yeah, he's like, "Oh my God, everybody here looks like my high school." She's like, So there's like a poor guy standing in front of the Grant Hotel, and he's like. I'm a beach, I'm a liar, I'm a something. I'm like, oh my God, please stop talking, Swedish Starbucks singer, please. Please stop.
So then they eat some Swedish food and play a Swedish game, and they meet some Swedish oldsters
that
who have been
weird.
Together for 35 years, which, by the way, is not that long for these people. Weren't you expecting them to be like, oh, we've been together like 50 years? They were old.
This is like
obviously
their third
this
marriage.
Is second marriage. Exactly. Yeah. I was like, it's not that big an accomplishment, guys.
And he's like, you America, you'll put keys in bowl? And she's like, this is so cute. And then he's like, you want to watch me kiss my wife? She's like, oh my God, that's adorable. Okay, I put my finger in you like bowling ball. She's like, I love bowling. Wait a minute, Sweden. Wait a minute. So she tells Urkel, she's like, oh my God, seeing those old people, it makes me realize I want that journey. I just basically want to get fat and wear leopard scarves, okay?
Yeah.
Like right now.
And she's like, Will, where are we in this process? And he's like, not there yet, bitch. She's like, okay.
Yeah, and then she's like, something's missing. He only holds my hand and even that's a stretch. Excuse me, but when you guys were playing that throw the stick at the brick game, and then you went to get eclairs. He put eclair cream on his finger. And he's like, let me feed it to you. And she's like, no. So don't say he didn't try and get sexual. He tried to eclair oral you. Okay?
He did.
Yeah. She was like, no.
Yeah. So then she goes, I like Will a lot. He's got great conversation. I mean, you can keep his conversation in your pocket or your wallet or the basket on your bike or in your trunk.
Yeah,
you
she's
know.
Like, unfortunately, I cannot fuck a conversation, okay? And that guy, like the old couple wanting the key party, gave me more of a boner than this guy, you know?
Yeah.
So then dinner,
first they stand on a balcony on like a bridge in front of a castle. And it was what classic bachelorette scene. They're standing there and they're looking out and it is just awkward silence. Oof. Until finally Will goes, I like buildings, you know, the old and the new. And then they just stand there awkwardly, silence. And then it just goes
She's
to
like,
Rachel.
Did I mention Hamlet on Ice? He's like, yeah. Yeah.
And then Rachel's like, listen, if dinner doesn't go better than this is going, if he doesn't try to fuck me at dinner, then he's going home.
Yeah, she's like, I'm done with this guy. She's like, I don't even have a dick and I feel impotent right now. So at dinner, he's like, remember that stick game? I mean, that wasn't on my bucket list, but I crossed it off anyway. And she's like, so what else? Okay,
so then
I'm dry as
like,
a desert, okay?
Yeah.
What makes you horny? What makes you want to fuck? And he's like, typically I date white girls. And she's like, typically or only? And then that's when we get to this conversation we talked about earlier.
Yes.
And she's like, he's like, well, I grew up in a white neighborhood, so, you know, that's just how it went. She's like, well, I did too, but I didn't predominantly date black people. I mostly dated black guys. I mean, obviously, I'm open to everyone, but I didn't date like you. And he's like, oh, so we had the same upbringing, but I guess we just took different paths. She's like, It's like, geez.
Side eye shade.
Yeah. Geez.
And then Will's like,
but do you think she's insinuating that he's not into her because she's black? Like that maybe he would prefer if she were white?
Yes.
Well,
she's very aware of that. I mean, that's on her mind. I think
but
that's
she
a
doesn't
big part
seem
of the
very
season.
The only person she's really shown any kind of sexual energy that's black to on this show has been Mr. Clean, right? And that was only kind of. Who else? I'm trying to think if there was anybody else. But I think you're right about her just needing the guy to be the forward one because, the chiropractor is like the worst human being there. And she's like, yeah, well, he kisses me hard and fast, so he wins. So the guys gossip, and Eric is telling them, he's like, well, Urkel said he only dated white women. And I was like, whoa, for real, damn, bro. I said, you should tell her that, bro. And Dean goes, well, but should he tell her? Because I've never dated a black girl before. Like, does that need to be a discussion? And he's like, yeah, but he's black and she's black. And that's important. You know, that's like more of a discussion, which I guess it's true. It's like when Lee says, well, you know, I'm not really into the whole race card. Well, of course you're not. You're like a little white person.
Right. Well, this is what I'm saying. It's like it was a weird kind of the race was a theme in this episode for sure, because it's on her mind. And she said it before, talking about being the first black bachelorette and how there's a lot of pressure and people are going to judge. And I think part of what she thinks people are going to judge is her getting rid of a lot of the black guys, her liking the white guys. And at the same time, I think she's really trying to show that she's even, that she's not about like just looking for a white guy. And I think she is very irritated that Will, like, first of all, what I think is sort of unfair is as the black girl, she has to worry about the white guys, like, will your parents accept me? And then she even has to worry about the black guys not dating black girls. I just think that's kind of a weird position for her to be in.
Yeah, it really is. Because
even
it's
though
like she can't just be with the one who she wants to be with, because everyone's going to give her shit, you know.
Yeah.
So and she's like,
don't you think it would be awkward though to be like, you're a black girl and you're beautiful and smart and a lawyer, and you're sitting with a black guy, and he's like, yeah, I mean, mostly I'm attracted to white girls. It's like,
yeah,
you can't win.
You know, she's obviously attracted to it's, there's a whole like pressure in the community, you know, of like what you're supposed to like and whatnot. Because when she went to hometowns with Nick, or when Nick came to her hometown, that was a huge issue with her family too. They were like, what is it going to be like for you to go to a black church? What's it going to be like for you to be around black people? Are your parents okay with black people? What do you think?
Right,
and it seemed like it was almost like too much, but at the same time, it's such a different place to be coming from that, you know, a white.
But there's a bunch of white people in her family. I think her sister's married to a white guy.
Yeah, but even he was like, so now, brother, what do you think about being with a black girl? Okay, because I'm a white guy too. I'm like, oh, geez. It's like this huge discussion to where it seems like it should be at the point where it shouldn't matter. But, you know, yeah. I mean, I guess just read any comments on the internet about anything ever. And I guess it's still out there. Just sucks that we still live in that kind of a world, you know?
Yeah. I agree. That's what was kind of a bummer about
Jesus,
it. Why
is
I felt
John
bad for
unzipping
her.
His pants now? What the hell's
no,
going
I
on?
No, I just there? Leaned on my armrest. You need to simmer down. So have a drink. So Will states to her that he's like, well, she's like, well, what are you like as a boyfriend? And he goes, oh, well, I'm caring and attentive and passionate. But one thing I don't do while I'm being passionate is give verbal affirmation.
Yeah.
It's like, well, he's like a scientist.
Yeah.
My passion.
I like
when passion.
He said, he goes, you know, on the inside, I'm very caring. I was like, okay, what are you on the outside? He's like, on the outside, I'm a monster, but on the inside, I'm caring. And he's like, physical intimacy is important to me, but, you know, I do so much of that, yeah, verbal affirmations, you know? And last year, I was so in love with this girl, and I felt that high, and it felt so good, and I wanted again. And Rachel said, well, what was it? And he's like, I don't know, we just clicked. And she's like, well, when he said that he loves the physical part, that sucked because, like, I felt none of that, okay? And I'm like, yes, well, you were the one who denied the finger full of eclair. Like, to me, that's the most sexual thing you can do, okay? But
yeah.
She starts talking to him serious, and it was so serious that my speakers were vibrating because she was using her, like, serious voice. She's like, now listen, I have this rose.
Oh,
but
she does,
something
that's
seemed
her thing.
Off. Yeah, she started talking thing. Like that, and my speakers were like...
She starts waving the rose in front of their face. She's like, do you see this rose? Keep looking at it.
Yeah.
Keep looking at it. She's like, you ain't going to get it.
Yeah, she's like, you see this rose from the Hobby Lobby? This rose is harder than my dick right now, okay? So get out. And she's like, how come you didn't kiss me? And he's like, maybe because you tasted like an hors d'oeuvre tray of 11 other skanky poor people, okay? Like, you literally make out with everybody you pass by. You probably made out with a bellboy on the way to the goddamn elevator. That's why.
It was weird, though. He's like, I don't know. She's like, well, what? She's trying to help him out. She's like, well, were you, he's like, I don't know. I just, maybe I was nervous.
He's like, I made out with the eclair. And she's like, no, that doesn't count. And he's like, well, the eclair tasted good. And she's like, you taste like impotency. So goodbye. Get out.
Yeah.
And then she tells us, this is only going to get harder. Unlike Urkel. So he's out.
They need to tell her to stop waving the rose at people.
I like that.
If you're not going to give it to him, just leave it in the tray and just go, look, we need to have a serious conversation about this rose.
But it was so good when she did it to Bobblehead. I mean, that was so good. She's like, you know what I really love? Having connections with people. He's like, oh, I'm winning. I'm winning. She's like, I love smoked oysters. He's like, oh my God, I'm going to get it. Like, I love a guy with a head on his shoulders, even if it moves around a little bit. Unfortunately, you're none of those things. Now get out, Bobblehead.
Oh, God. All right, so she kids, so Will is gone. So now we've lost Kenny, Will, Anthony, and Josiah so far in this episode.
So guess what, you guys? Adam is more scared than ever. He's like, oh, my God, you guys, I'm so scared right now. I'm, like, really scared. My eye hurts. I'm scared. I'm ugly. No one's trying to fix me. No one even offered me stitches. What does Rachel think? Does Rachel even know my name? Am I even here right now? Does anybody see me? Cellophane, Mr. Cellophane. And then Chris comes in. He's like, hi, Rachel. You seem solemn. Do you like my hair? I'm trying out new bangs. And she's like,
weren't you surprised to find out they flew Chris all the way to Norway?
Yeah, they did. And he's like,
probably
I just used some hair, some... What is that? Something for men? That, like, hair dye that you put on in the shower?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The hair club for men? No, the...
Yeah, he's like, since I've been sleeping in the bushes is my new trailer. They won't pay for me anymore. They won't pay for me to get a haircut. But I tinted anyway. She's like, nice job, I guess. He's like, okay, I'll be outside pulling one off behind the production van. Okay, just call me when you're ready there.
He's like, hey, are you going to finish that beer? Can I just... have a little, get a sip off you.
He's like, hey,
she's like, Chris, go to the trailer and get your own beer. He's like, I can't.
He's like, hey, Rachel, I know this is a racially charged episode, but would you mind grabbing one of those Oreos off the table for me? Really hungry. Really hungry.
He's like, I found this little goblet of scotch that Lee left behind. It's got a couple of leaves in it, but it's still good.
Hey, remember that wrestler kept talking about short stacks? Where did he find those? Are there any of those left? She's like, literally, I don't eat, so I have nothing for you. He's like, damn it. All right, well, I'll be back in about 20 minutes to say a line. She's like, all right, see you then. So she goes in front of the guys, and she's like, guys, hi.
Hi.
I saw a castle today from Hamlet, and I thought of the famous quote, make my day. So I'm like, oh, Hamlet, why did you do Dirty Harry so bad? They're like,
By the way, that's the first and last time that we're going to have a bachelorette ever quote Shakespeare. That will never happen again. It's like an eclipse.
It's like a total eclipse.
Yeah. It's like once in every 8 seasons is someone going to say something like, what bachelorette on this show would know Shakespeare? But it was cool. I was with it.
Yeah. Even though she said it like 20 times, she's like, that's the castle from Hamlet, which is a play by Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Then she starts crying and has to leave the room, which is very confusing because the only people left, the people that are left that have to go at some point are Alex the Russian, Matt construction tank top, and that's basically it. And and Adam.
Yeah.
And to me, Dean, because I'm
like,
not
you guys, this is the hardest goodbye I've had to say because
no,
this
it's not.
One, this one is an impotent. So I'm really sorry to do this. But the final rose goes to Adam only because you look busted and I don't want you to sue me about your sad face, okay? And then the Russian is like, seriously, I curled my hair for this.
He's like, boom, boom, Alex is out. I do not get how Matt is still there. And why she's sad that she had to get rid of Alex.
I think Matt's
like
there
because
he's the spy. She's like, what does he feel? What does he think? He's like old man spy. And the rest of them, I don't know. But Dean is so cute. Eric, I think, is so cute, but there's no way she's ending up with him. The cheese model is really cute. And I think that's it. Who's cute left? I mean, the other guy has a doll. So he's automatically out, right?
Right. So it really has to be down. It's really going to have to come down to chiropractor and cheese model and cheese curd.
Oh. God, the chiropractor is so disgusting.
But I
hope
don't
it's
see him her kicking
so
him
that,
off.
I hope it's him so that the cheese cur guy can be the bachelor, because I'll watch that. And I like that he's got kind of a pissiness to him.
Yeah,
that hasn't
I
truly
do too.
Bloomed yet. There's like something pissy about him. And he has white pants.
There's that one scene where he, after he was kind of pissed that he didn't get picked after they made out in the hot tub, where he was just in a hoodie and kind of scrunched down on the couch.
Yeah. He's like
and
super
I was like,
pissy.
He's cute.
Yeah, I'm into it. He's hot. And he looks like 25, but also 45.
Yes.
You
so
know,
true.
Like maybe a vampire. Like there's something odd about him.
Yes.
Like I like him. I think he'll treat me like shit. He'll ignore me most of the time. Mm-hmm. But you know, I'm into that. I'm into that. I like that in a man. So that brings us to the end, Steph.
No, I know. But there are some coming attractions, but you know what? I'm not gonna be sucked in to the coming attractions.
You know,
because
it's literally
I'm not
all
get
bridges
fooled.
In foreign places while she cries in different glitter dresses. Like, I don't care. I think it's going to be hard for them to keep it super interesting, though, because they got rid of a lot of characters this week.
I know. My kids were like, well, there's not going to be any drama left because everybody who's left is like kind of mature.
Yeah, it seems like there's only like 5 minutes left of this show, but because we're only on, this was only episode 6. So that means there's 7 episodes left. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 7 episodes left.
That's it?
Yeah, it's usually 13 a season. So who knows? We'll be here to cover them, though.
How could there be 7 left, though? Because there's 6 people left now. Then 6 is going to go to 4. And 4 is the hometowns. So the next episode, there's one. And then the next episode,
Then they have, like, they're the gonna, before then the, next the one rose is hometown. Or whatever. And then they'll the next do the finale. And then they'll do the after show or whatever.
Yeah. I think there's only 6 episodes left, and that's including the after the final rose.
Well, we'll see, everybody.
But yes, and then we'll be on to Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah, next week we'll be celebrating something that none of these codependent losers celebrate, which is independence. So have a really fun Independence Day. We are off, obviously. So go catch up with everything else. There's a bunch of bonus episodes in the till, so go listen to those. And thank you to everybody who supports us over on El Patreon. And we will be talking to you next month, everybody.
Thank you, Ronnie.
Love you guys. We'll talk to you next time.
Okay, bye.